This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Twizzlers. Long day, late night, feeling a little bored? Twizzlers is the ultimate sidekick for any moment of the day, no matter what kind of day you're having. The perfect level of sweet and a fun excuse to sit back and relax. Unwind with Twizzlers. To buy now, visit Hersheyland.com/Twizzlers.
What's upset you now?
This is from Simon Jones. I like this question. If every aspect of the entertainment industry banned you from all future work, what realistically could you and would you do as a job?
I could do sales. I mean, I wouldn't want to do it again. I've done it in the past and been, you know, okay at it. I mean, you know, telly sales sort of stuff.
Telly sales?
Was where you're phoning, sort of usually, it was usually businesses I'd do, or phoning, you know, like for Virgin Media and phoning and trying to get people to upgrade their package, that kind of thing.
Oh, that sounds...
It was fucking horrendous.
We've referenced it a lot on here because Paul got me a job and
Mikey, Mikey wasn't listening.
I was. I do remember. Yeah. I also worked in a call centre as well.
Did you? Right. Which one?
It was in town. It was called Marketing Sciences. It was
above O'Neill's. Yeah.
I think everyone worked there.
Yeah. Yeah. It was like £2.47 an hour, isn't it?
It was horrific. I never went.
Oh my God.
And they let you choose your own hours when you were like 17. So I chose no hours.
But that wasn't sales. That was just phoning people and like asking for their information, wasn't it?
Oh yeah, but kind of a similar, still cold calling.
Yes.
I have to say that the only thing, and I wasn't very good at that either, but I worked in a pub, so I can't really imagine myself. I'm totally impractical. I also don't remember anything. And I mean, as we showed on the last episode, when someone was talking about parsley, I thought they were talking about parsley.
I'd work in a record shop or a clothes shop, actually. I could do either of those two things.
That's a good shout.
That's a good shout, right? That's a great shout. Thank you. That's a good shout. So I think I would really like to manage like an old kind of like everyman cinema, something like that. That'd be great. Oh, I'd love that. Oh, God, just the thought of that.
The working in a call centre, the worst part of that was like I'd work and it would be that basically most businesses, small to medium businesses, that's who I was calling. So I worked for a while when I first moved to Brighton. A friend of mine's girlfriend was working there. I mean, it was a good job because, I mean, I met loads of people and it was... if you were good at it, you could end up earning sort of all right money. But we were phoning people and getting them to try and switch to a cheaper energy provider. Oh, no, sorry. No, it wasn't. It was phone provider. It was phoning up. So you would phone up and say, we can save you X amount on your... Who do you use for your phone bills now? But in all of these businesses, there will be someone whose job is to kind of stop cold callers speaking to the person that they want to gatekeepers. That is their sole purpose in life, is to stop you speaking to the person you want to speak to. So you just spend your whole time trying to navigate these. I can remember phoning one and he was like, she kept saying, he will not take any calls he is not expecting. I said, well, tell him I'm going to call and I'll phone back in 5 minutes. Next question. Mikey, what would you do if you weren't doing this?
I'd probably be in a different... I'd work in like a coffee shop in, not Switzerland, but like another European city.
Sorry, wait.
Why not Switzerland?
Because I can't go there.
Oh, right, okay.
They won't allow me to work anymore.
It's blacklisted, remember?
So you've been banned from working in this business, and now you're banned.
Go on, Paul.
Well, no, you're banned from the place that you want to go and work in. It's so annoying.
Guess how much I earn a month working in a coffee shop in
Zurich?
He's told me this.
No, I don't remember, but I remember thinking it's mental.
Five grand a month? Yeah, I earned more than my dad, and I was like, this is fucking nuts.
This country.
But is it like it costs you loads to be there, though?
No.
No?
That's like a bit of a myth. Everyone says, oh, but the cost of living is really high. It's actually not. You get free public transport around the whole country. Sorry, not free, not free. You get public transport.
Can we just pause that? What is that? You get free transport around the entire country. What? Well, sorry, not free.
You have to pay for it, but it is transport.
Yeah, okay. Well, we've got that here.
Free pints. Well, they're not free, but they do pour them out of a tap. Food's all free. It's not free, but they do cook it. It's like...
All right. It's 200 francs a month, but you get unlimited travel on everything in every city in Switzerland.
Oh, I see.
And
okay.
Any train.
Right. It's all included.
Compared to what you earn, that's incredible. That's like us paying 30 quid a month for unlimited UK travel.
It's like a franc, like 10p.
It's similar to a euro.
Franc helps you quit drugs. Okay.
A Frank, well, he obviously didn't visit them, did he? What? Right, okay, because a Frank in France used to be the equivalent of 10p, didn't it?
It's the Swiss franc, so it's different.
Right, okay. No, they have to be different.
It's like the world is. It does seem better in that kind of chunk of the world, Scandinavia. My lord.
Yeah, I mean that isn't Scandinavia, but yeah.
But it's up there, isn't it? It's next.
Not really. No, it's like Central Europe. But
I love this. Mikey's just rubbishing everything you say. Well, it's not Scandinavia, but yeah, but it is better over there. Well, it's not actually, is it? Just quietly disagreeing with everything you say.
Well, that's fair enough. If I'm fucking, hang on, let's have a look. Let's see how wrong I am.
Yeah, you're absolutely wrong there. But yeah,
I always thought Switzerland was kind of there with that. Where is Switzerland? I can't find it.
It's like below Germany.
Yeah,
towards Italy, in between Italy and Germany,
near Austria.
Yeah, next to Austria.
Oh right, that's awful, isn't it? I've always imagined that Switzerland was up by Scandinavia.
Hold on.
Oh, for fuck's
sake. Is the Alps sort of like just one mountain range that crosses a few countries, or do different places have their own Alps? Like the Swiss Alps, is that just the Swiss part of the Alps?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's just the Alps and it's within their border.
Because then
saying
the Swiss Alps could cause confusion, but it hasn't in this. Next question.
This episode is brought to you by Twizzlers. Long day, late night, feeling a little bored. Twizzlers is the ultimate sidekick for any moment of the day, no matter what kind of day you're having. The perfect level of sweet and a fun excuse to sit back and relax. Unwind with Twizzlers. To buy now, visit Hersheyland.com/Twizzlers.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Natalie,
did we answer that one? Yes, we did, yeah.
Well, I think so, yeah. Natalie asks, what would you choose as your last meal if on death row?
Great question.
Chicken madras, pilau rice, onion bhajis, vegetable samosa, actually lamb samosa is my last one, garlic naan, sagaloo.
Sagaloo. That's it?
That'd be your last meal?
This is a tough...
Sorry, I just know that.
Because I sort of thought, maybe just because he started saying it, that I would probably like an Indian as well, but I'm not sure. Do you know what? I think I might quite like a really high end, not even necessarily that high end, but just a good Chinese, but one of the ones where you just keep ordering and they keep bringing it out. One of those.
To keep you alive?
No.
Loophole in the system. I'm not finished yet. Hang on, you can't kill me. I've still got spring roll. Look, nibble.
Just bring it out one duck pancake at a time. I would also, with that, bearing in mind it is my last meal and, I know that I'm dying, I would just drink about 300 tin towels. And some cocktails, actually, and loads of crisp Sancerre, nice crisp white wine.
A whiskey. Yeah. A whiskey. Fuck. Yeah. Good shout.
Interesting.
Mikey?
I wouldn't want to have anything. I wouldn't have a curry because don't you defecate your bowels when you die or something?
Not my problem.
I don't want to shit myself when I'm dead. Oh, yeah. That'll be embarrassing when I'm dead. Oh, I'll shit myself. Oh, so embarrassing.
Well, I think it'd be embarrassing.
You're dead.
You don't feel embarrassed. You're dead.
Well, anyway, I'd have a large Domino's margarita.
You're fucking joking me.
Yeah, I know, it's mental, but I would. Yeah, I don't know why.
I've got nothing to say to that. I've really lost respect for you.
That is the bleakest.
Why?
Yeah, it's not good.
But that's what I eat when I'm depressed, and I imagine I'll be pretty depressed.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to be the most depressed I've ever been, actually.
I would hope so.
Well, you're sat there depressed. Me and Paul are fucking shit-faced. We're having a great time. We're having the best time we've had in about 6 years.
I'd also stipulate that the Chinese I went to had karaoke in it so that I could be doing that between courses. And now the end is near. And so I face... Yeah, two more duck rolls, please, mate, and another one of those margaritas. And keep those tin towels coming, baby. The final curtain. Shout out to the ladies on table 9.
Oh, my God. Paul, should I get us an Uber into town? Let's get an Uber into town. Come on, mate.
No Uber
tonight,
boys.
But I swear, I'll die tomorrow. I promise you I'll die tomorrow. I'll kill myself. You don't have to. I swear on my life. Come on, let's get it.
Richard Lockett, what are you genuinely scared of?
Oh, so many things. Heights, snakes.
Really?
They're the two big ones. Height, snakes, and needles are my big three. I had to have a blood test. I've had a couple in sort of recent years. And the first one, I had Valium. The second one, the nurse was holding my hands while we sang the Beatles together.
That's incredible.
So, yeah,
absolutely incredible.
I'm all right with, the vaccine was okay. Weirdly, I'm okay with stuff going in. It's when they take it out. Oh, I can't even think about it.
Okay. Oh, God. Yeah, it's pretty gross.
I don't like him. What's yours, Sean?
I don't like rats.
Oh, yeah, I don't like rats. I'm not scared of them in the same way. I could walk past them and not... Snakes make me actively...
Can that be a jingle? Can you save that noise, please, and put it aside for when the next time we do a quiz, that's Paul's noise for the answer.
Why do you love the Reptile Center so much then? That's just exclusively,
I think,
added.
Because of that reason. I can, it's that sort of morbid fascination.
Oh, and the adrenaline, whoa.
I don't know about the adrenaline, but it's just sort of like, you know, I quite like... I mean, that said, I've seen adders on the golf course before, and but adders aren't that... Actually, do you know what? Now I'm talking about this, I'm not sure if I'm as scared of snakes as I used to be.
It sounds like you're okay with them.
Yeah, that happens. That happens.
Or heights, actually, thinking about it. Have you ever been up... what's the high place where the stratosphere is? Have you both been to Vegas?
No.
Still never been to Vegas.
There's you go up, I forget what it's called. There's a really high skyscraper you go, and there's like a ride there where it just goes over the edge of the building and hangs you down, and it's like a proper high.
Building. I don't think I'd like that.
No, I didn't go on it. Like loads of the lads that I went with went on there, and I was just like, absolutely no chance.
Well, one of my biggest things that I hate is, you know, when you go to, you know, like a fairground, and they, not a fairground, or like Winter Wonderland or something, they have that fucking ridiculous ride where they slingshot you up in a ball.
Oh, man, I've been on one of
those. That's like I would never step in one of them.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good shout.
I got peer pressured into going on one of those on a lad's holiday in Portugal, and as soon as I got in there, I was like, why have I done this?
Oh, no, that's scary.
And the bloke next to me was just absolutely loving how scared I was. Just going, I was like, oh, mate, why have I done this? Yeah, it's
horrendous. No, that's not, yeah.
Sean, what are your fears?
Definitely a bit like Paul. I'm not as bad as I used to be, but spiders. But again, I'm not as bad as I used to be. Rats have increasingly freaked me out. I don't know. I mean, the idea of being a kind of publicly shamed on a national television show. that horrifies me, but that's actually happened. And I was, can I tell you now, I was right to be scared. It was horrific.
Well, that was your biggest nightmare before.
That would be a lot of people's biggest nightmare, wouldn't it? Imagine if an entire country, it's like a nightmare, an entire country.
I've seen your Apollo set. I don't think it was that bad.
Now, if you enjoyed that, but the episodes aren't long enough for you and you want them to be longer, don't worry, they are. They're about an hour every Monday. All you need to do is subscribe at patreon.com/WUYN.
Go to patreon.com. It's a great way to support us. It's bloody good value. In a world that has gone crazy, you know, this is something that remains. You get an hour-long episode every Monday morning. Go to patreon.com/WUYN.
And Paul even sends you nudes.
That does not happen.
But I don't know, we can wish.